It's the Mornings with Ed show, minute after 9 o'clock, and I've been looking forward to this since I heard they were going to be on the program. Tribe Friday is the name of the band. They are from Sweden. We got them in that beautiful sweet spot of when they're touring Southern California, and we had them come in for a morning. You know how when you go to a concert and you don't know what to expect? Well, you can expect to dance at their concert. This is a fantastic rock band. Can't wait till you hear them live from our beautiful Julie Lawton studios right here in Laguna Beach. Please welcome Tribe Friday and 16 Minutes. Isaac, Robin, and Anton. The band is Tribe Friday. They have a show tonight at the Bardo in Los Angeles. We're going to talk about that. We'll also talk about their upcoming March EP that we're expecting called Chasing Picture. Right now, let's hear something else smoking and live. Tribe Friday. This one's called Thank God.
Show me.
was fun. That was fun. The band is Tribe Friday, a live performance here at our Julie Lawton Studios. The new EP out in March is called Chasing Picture. Let's have them come on in here for a conversation. And in the meantime, I want you to hear something called Pocket Knife. This is Tribe Friday. It's the Mornings with Ed show, 9:10 the time. We are in studio with Tribe Friday. I've got Noah, Isaac, Robin, and Anton with me. This is a fun band, man. This is a really fun band. Welcome, you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for being here so early this morning, by the way.
Yeah, we usually don't get up this early. I have to be honest with you, but we're kind of jet lagged right now, so it's okay. I mean, it's 9 hours.
Yeah.
We're 9 hours ahead of time.
It's right now. 6 p.m. at home.
So. Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So you're right now, you're getting hungry for dinner.
Yes.
Right now. You're exactly. Going, yeah, okay. Yes. A lot of great places to eat in town. I'll direct you that way.
Thank you.
Most of them serving breakfast right now, but that's okay. That's a different story.
Breakfast for dinner is the best way to have dinner, right?
You got a show tonight at the Bardo in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
All right, great. What time does the show start?
Wow, I don't really know, to be honest. 7:30 p.m. or something?
Yeah, there's 7:30.
Things about there.
There will be a quiz, so be prepared later on. I'll be quizzing. All
right. But you can just scroll into our Instagram. All the info is over there. Right. There's the RSVP link. It's at Tribe Friday everywhere. So.
All right. You're also there Thursday night. Tell me about the start of the band. How did you guys meet?
Me and Anton, we've been playing together for ages. It's like, we're childhood friends. We started playing when I was like around 14 years old. So I think that's how the thing started. These two are kind of recent members, Isaac and Robin.
Okay.
They just joined the band like a month ago.
Okay. So, hey, welcome.
Thanks.
All right.
So we just met them around, you know, playing shows. I produced a couple of singles for both of them, actually, back in the day. And then I stole them from their respective bands. So
Isaac and Robin were in separate bands, or were you together in a band and he stole you from the same band?
No, we were in separate bands.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you managed to steal from two other bands.
I did, yes.
That's talent right there, man. That is talent, Noah. So tell me about chemistry. When you've been together with Anton for all these years, And then all of a sudden, you know, you have to have chemistry with two new people.
Yeah.
How's that? What is that like working out?
I mean, I think for us it's pretty easy. I mean, we know both of these guys from you know, a couple of years back.
Right.
So I think we're all really comfortable playing together. It hasn't been a problem.
Right.
I can imagine, like, for a lot of bands, that would be an issue, like, on stage. But for us, it just feels really natural and you know. Right. Yeah.
I want to let our audience know that I got a text this morning about 5:15 or so, wondering if you guys could come in here and set up early because you wanted the sound to be right. I almost shed a tear. I was so happy. Of course they can. Yeah. Yes. I love that in a band. You guys are tight professionals, man. And that is so cool.
I think we're three producers in the band. So I think that's the best to it.
Time is money to you guys. So Anton, the drummer, is usually the troublemaker in the band. I've often found the troublemaker is the drummer, man. He came in here and was just like immediately, boom, just took right to those drums.
I mean, an electric drum kit is like minimal setup.
Right. Yeah. So you sat behind there and just...
I picked my sticks up and I was ready to go.
How long you been playing?
I think 9 years at this point. I'm not sure. I lost count.
Okay. And do you play other instruments or drums, drums and percussions?
Yeah, I play a lot of instruments. I'm just now picking up the trumpet, actually.
Okay.
He's a better guitarist than all of us.
Yeah, he's like a prodigy of music.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, that's pretty cool. I would love hearing that, man. So three producers in a band.
Yes.
Is there a lot of chit-chat in between songs? A lot of, I think this should be... Is there a lot of that going on?
I think, yeah. I have nothing to compare it to. I've only, like, actually been in this band for, like, as a professional thing. But I mean, there's a bit of chit-chat. But for the most part, we work it out. We have like a very democratic system. So if one person thinks something, then the others can vote him out, which is pretty practical.
I like that. Democratic system.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me what that's like. No, I'm just kidding. You're releasing a brand new single. Is that later this week? It's called Talk So Loud?
Yes, it's called Talk So Loud. It's on Thursday.
Okay, tell me about what went into the writing behind Talk So Loud. What is it about?
I mean, the lyrics in of themselves are about like post-breakup apathy. So like really sad stuff,
right,
which most of the lyrics are, although it's really upbeat music.
Right.
The sound of it, though, is we were really inspired by the sound of New York. We just found out we were going to New York for the first time.
Nice.
Which for us is a huge deal because you only see that on like in like movies.
Right.
So I wanted to write something that sort of paid tribute to the... You know, the Strokes and the AAS and stuff like that. So I just did, basically, and it became Talk So Loud. And we're really happy with it. It was a really fun process to make because we usually just record everything live.
Right.
But for this one, we wanted to try some different stuff. So we actually used a few drum machines and, just all sorts of weird stuff. And it was really fun.
Now, I've been a rocker for about 300 years. And I'm not kidding. I love to be able to go to a show and dance at the show. There's just nothing better than dancing to really good rock. And your songs are, like you said, they're upbeat, they're everything, but they're about death and self-detriment. And they're kind of dark in the lyrics, right?
Yeah.
Now, how does a band full of 20-year-olds find life like that dark?
I mean, we live in Sweden.
Okay.
We have no sunlight. No sunlight. There's snow everywhere. Everyone's really, sad.
Go to sleep in the dark. Wake up in the dark.
Right. Yeah. So I think that's mostly it, to be honest. Right. Also, I really like the contrast between really, really dark, sad lyrics and upbeat tempo music. I just find that really nice.
There's a creative wave that you're riding. That's very cool. So you did mention that Sweden, you wake up in the dark, you go to sleep in the dark. Give me the feeling of the difference in Los Angeles, for instance, where you get a lot of sunshine, where you've been out,
We love it.
Emotionally, does that change you emotionally? Does it make you want to write different type of music?
Yeah, now I want to write sad songs. But yeah, we love coming here. I mean, for me, it's the first time. I think Anton's been here.
Yeah, I was
before,
here as a kid.
But it's great. I love it.
Right. Your debut EP, pretty good, man. I went through the songs this morning. It was called Trying Your Luck.
Yes.
And how is Chasing Picture different?
Chasing Pictures?
Pictures, I'm sorry.
Right, no worries. I think it's different in it's more well produced and thought out, and it's more diverse in terms of sound. Right. So Chasing Pictures is actually the first part of an album, so and it's going to be released in the form of two EPs, and there's everything from like synth pop ballads to punk rock music, which is the next single, Freaky, that you're going to hear in a month.
All right.
So it's really diverse. We just had, I think you can hear how much fun we had with it.
Yeah. Well, we can hear that in your sound here. You sound like a fun band, and just watching you play, I know you're having fun. I'm witness to the fun, which I love. Again, you are tonight at the Bardo in Los Angeles. You're also there on Thursday, and you're leaving the United States for Europe again really soon, right?
Yes, we're leaving for New York on Saturday.
Okay.
And we're going to play a few shows there, and then we head back on February 1st.
Okay, and then you're in Europe, you're doing a Germany tour.
Yes.
Okay, and when do you see yourselves coming back to the United States, or is that not in the works yet?
As soon as possible, to be honest. I don't think we have any solid plans as of right now, but I think we're all like last-minute people. Right. So you're probably going to find out like a week before we arrive that we're actually coming. So just like...
All right. Well, I want you to make sure that when you do come back, you come straight here. Absolutely. All right. You come right from the airport here. I'll have somebody pick up your bags, whatever. How do our listeners find you on social media?
It's all at Tribe Friday. So on Facebook, Twitter, on Instagram. That's pretty much the ones that we have. Spotify as well. Tribe Friday.
There's some stuff on YouTube, I think.
Yeah. There's some stuff on YouTube. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you can find us wherever. You know, just search for Tribe Friday. You'll find us. We got a really nice picture of Robin looking really cute. So
have a little of them for us.
All right, and by the way, and if you're in the neighborhood, you can drop by and catch them in the next 5 minutes, I guess, while they're here. Yeah. All right. Well, I it was a pleasure having you guys here this morning. I can't wait till you come back. And thank you very much. And the new EP out in March is called Chasing Pictures. Later on this week, Talk So Loud is the new single. You can find them everywhere you find your music. If you missed any portion of this, we're going to podcast it. It'll be up on the KX93.5 website. Go to the podcast page. It's the Mornings with Ed spot. Thank you so much for coming in, guys.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Pleasure.
Thank you. Noah, Isaac, Robin, Anton, Tribe Friday. Look for them.